Welcome to the new sound of online radio. Welcome to the sound of Universal Broadcasting Network. 'Cause you make me feel like I've been locked out of heaven. A mix of today's hits and hard-to-find favorites, combined with the most entertaining and intriguing talk anywhere. This is your sound. This is the sound of Universal Broadcasting Network at UBNRadio.com.
This is Dates and Mates with your host, Damona Hoffman.
Hello, my loves. Happy Wednesday. And welcome to Dates and Mates, where we talk about all the latest and greatest on love in the modern world. I have another fun show for you today. We're gonna get kind of stylish, Producer Jay.
We're getting stylish.
We're going to be talking about style, confidence, and how to look and feel your best for love with celebrity stylist Gugu Atkins. You may have seen her on the WeTV show Mary Mary, and she's a celebrity stylist in her own right. She's going to give me some style tips. She's going to give you some style tips, and we're going to get you in shape and ready for love today. It's going to be a good show, Producer Jay.
I think so.
You're excited, I can tell.
I am excited about it. Did you notice I did something from last episode?
What did you do? I wore
pink.
Pink.
We talked about it at the last.
Real men wear pink.
Will men wear pink?
Will men wear pink?
But no, I wore pink.
When
I
you say it like that, it doesn't work.
I know, it doesn't work as well. But you know what? I said that I was going to do it, so I did it. So this is only a treat for like the people that are tuning in right now. If you're downloading it on iTunes, you don't get to see it.
Oh, well, you may seem like they're being left out. We want to invite them to the party. So if you're listening on iTunes, you can still be a part of the party. Maybe we will post a picture of the shirt
on our
Facebook page, right? Facebook and Instagram.
It's really pink.
It's really pink, and I love it. It looks great on you. I'm going to share it. So make sure that you are following the dating expert Damona Hoffman page, facebook.com/DearMrsD. And also, I'm on Twitter at Dear Mrs. D. So I'm going to show you that picture of Producer Jay. And in the meantime, if you're listening live, hop on that chat roll. I'm sure you guys have some style questions at home. And I mean, how often do you have a chance to ask your style questions of a celebrity stylist? She's in the house with me today.
What?
So hop on that chat roll. Give me your questions. Tell me what's on your mind and love, and we'll get you the answers that you need. We'll try. We'll do our best.
We'll do what we can.
I don't want to overpromise. What do they say? Underpromise and overdeliver. That's what we'll do.
Yeah.
I hear that we have a question that came in from one of our listeners.
Oh, snap.
Oh, snap. Producer Jay, can you tell me what we got from...
Let me see if I can...
From Michelle from Missouri.
What? Missouri.
Missouri.
Missouri. Only people who are not from Missouri call it Missouri.
Missouri.
All right. Okay. So from Michelle says, I've recently been reconnected with a former high school sweetheart. We were boyfriend and girlfriend a little over 20 years ago. He recently asked me out on a date. And I know that you typically make the suggestion that you don't do dinner on the first date and that the date only lasts for about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, does this still apply in this situation? I'm sure we have so much to catch up on, and it might be a little difficult to rein it in.
This is interesting. You don't hear this story every day. Like, they were boyfriend and girlfriend 20 years ago.
Right.
And now they've rekindled their romance.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the question, Michelle. I would say I'm glad that you've been following Damona's rules.
That was good, right?
Right?
She just threw that in there.
So dinner on the first date is a no-no. If you're meeting for the first time, and also keep it short and sweet because you want the relationship to develop over time. But in Michelle's situation, all she's had is time.
Right?
I don't know how long they dated before, but... that's a really good question. And I would say those rules do not apply in this situation because you do need to catch up. But it's a little bit tricky if you've been down the road with this person before. I have to say, Michelle, there's probably a reason that you broke up before. So don't forget about that and throw that all out the window.
Because they were like toddlers. But I mean, they were in high school, I think.
Well, I don't know how 20 years ago. I don't know how old she is, but yeah, you're probably in a different place. And I think timing matters a lot in a relationship. Mm-hmm. So I would just say, be aware of what you need in a relationship right now and look at this as starting fresh, not going back over what you went through before, but letting the relationship be what it is right now. And I don't know if they've been in touch, doesn't really say if they've been in touch since then at all, but you also don't want to fall into the friend zone of like, how you been? What have you been doing? And get into that catch up, you know, reunion mode and not let the romance develop. So I would say, look, I don't like dinner dates in general. I think it's kind of boring. There's so many more things that you could do, though, that are interesting and can create conversation. Because a dinner date, it's like an interview. You know, you're just sitting across from one another like, so what are you going to order? Pass the peas.
pass the peas. Like
you wanted to pass something else to you. So I would see if you can maybe think of something else to do or something to add on to it that has a little bit more energy, especially if you're going back into the vault of your old relationship. I think you want to have something that you can diffuse the situation mm-hmm. with and focus on outside of just the conversation, because it could get a little bit intense. But overall, I think it's great that you're giving him a chance. And I would say that giving an old flame a second go is a D's dating do.
All right.
So now it's time for me to introduce my guest to you, Gugu Atkins. She's a celebrity stylist. She styled Niecy Nash, Michelle Williams, Morris Chestnut, among others. And you've seen her maybe doing speaking engagements all over the country. She loves to empower young women and girls. And she's a force. She's a force. If you've ever seen the WeTV show Mary Mary, she really knows her stuff. She's really fun to watch. And I'm so excited to have her here in the studio with me today. Please give big smooches to Gugu Atkins. There your smooches are.
Thank you
for being here with us. So style sort of, it's all relative, isn't it? So you're a stylist, mm-hmm. but how do you define style when you're working with a client?
The first thing I take into consideration is the person, you know, who I'm styling, their age. I have conversations with them about, you know, what they want to look like. And if it makes sense, if they're asking for something that makes sense, like I don't want a 60-year-old saying they want to look like, you know, Beyonce, because that just, you know, you can do it, but just hire another stylist to do it.
Because you don't want your name being associated with that on
the
Star magazine.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I take into consideration the person and mm-hmm. what they do, what they want, the occasion that they want me to style them for, and all these different things. And then I put my spin on it. You know, I make sure I understand who they are and what they want. It gets a little touchy when you're dealing with people that have a lot of insecurities, because it's not so much about style. It's about, don't make my arms look fat, don't make my legs look long, don't make my, like, it's all, and so it's just,
doesn't
like,
doesn't everyone do that away. Though? I know you work with a lot of celebrities, and people look up to celebrities mm-hmm. and think, oh, I want to be like that, I want to look like that, but I'm sure they're going through the same thing, saying, goo-goo, my arms, my legs.
Some of them are, and I will say, my clients that people think I style the best are the ones that give me the most leeway, because I'm not just getting my creative rocks off on you. I'm taking into consideration what you asked me to do. So I'm not you looking at you, I'm me looking at you. So you're complaining about your shoulders, and your shoulders aren't a problem at all. But mm-hmm. you want to make me get things, you know, you want to make me buy things to cover up your shoulders, and now you're looking like a grandma. And you know what I'm saying?
I do. So. And as an online dating coach, I'm often having this conversation with my clients, because I'm looking at it objectively, and I may pick a picture that I think really makes them look attractive mm-hmm. and will attract the kind of person that they're looking for. Because mm-hmm. it doesn't matter if you want to be married and you put up a picture of yourself in little booty shorts, like yeah. you might get some guys, yeah. but you're not necessarily getting the right guys. So you do have to take the occasion or the, you know, what your outcome, your
Absolutely.
Desired outcome mm-hmm. is, and into consideration when you dress yourself.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I also talk a lot about having a brand for yourself mm-hmm. when, and I'm not talking about celebrity brands, but I'm talking about like you guys at home having an identity and a brand that really comes across in your look and how you dress. I think a lot of people don't really think about that. Do you see in dating, do you think that that's something that has a place in the dating world, or are people overthinking it?
Well, it's kind of touchy with me. It's crazy. I did an interview last night, and I am one of those people that just likes a lot of things. Like, I like a lot of different styles. However I feel, I dress that way today. Now, today kind of doesn't count because I dressed for working out.
And for radio.
Right. Right. Darn cameras. But I, no, it's fine. But I dressed, however I feel that day, like, that's how I dress. If I want to feel pretty, if I want to feel sporty, you know what I mean? If I want to, but also I'm sure about it. Like, when I'm wearing it, it's not wearing me. It's not.
Ooh,
oh,
that's
let me
good.
Put this on because this is this name brand, and Rihanna mentioned it in her song, so that means I'm cool if I wear so and so. That is not. First of all, I don't even know Rihanna songs. You know, God bless her. But I'm not following nobody else's trend. I'm just one of those people. Not even trend. I'm not following. I'm not allowing someone else's whatever to dictate, you know, what I think is good or bad,
exactly,
or what I like or dislike. That's what you like, and God bless you. And so when I get up, I do what I like. So I'm one of those people I like a lot of different styles, but that's not to be confused with the person that's just, like I said, listening to, you know, what the rappers and stuff are mentioning in their songs. Okay, well, then I'll wear that because that'll mean I'm cool. You understand what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I'm not that person. That person may be changing their look every day, but it's for all the wrong reasons. And people can read that insecurity. They can read that flip-floppy, I don't really have an identity. They can read that very well. So it's kind of touchy because I'm switching up because that's what I want to do. But some people are switching up because Karen said, this is what you should do. And if you do this, this means you're pretty. So-and-so said, if you do this, this means you're smart. And so-and-so said, no, I don't care what none of y'all said. This is what I want to do. And tomorrow it may be a whole different thing, but I'm still being true to myself. So I don't feel like people should follow every trend. But if you're one of those people that like a lot of different styles, rock it, as long as you're being true to yourself. So I guess.
And you have the budget.
Right.
You too need the budget.
Oh,
as far
budget.
As like branding yourself, I just feel like as long as you are being true to who you are, that's what people can read. You know, God, it's so crazy because women don't get it. They're thirsty, and they think that when they put on this
translation, they're trying to get some. They need attention from a man.
Right.
And
they're looking for attention, and it's obvious in the way you're dressing and the way you're presenting yourself, and they're wondering why they keep getting the same type of guy because you're doing the same type of thing. And so you need to stop dating for a second and get your mind right, and then get back to it. Snoop had a song said, get your mind right. You know what I mean? Erica and Tina had a song that said, get your mind right. You know, but so you can choose the gospel version or the ungospel version, but get your mind right. Get yourself together because people can read all that insecure, all that you selling sex, but acting like you don't really realize you selling sex with your titty.
You can say titties.
Okay. Titties popping out like, ain't nobody crazy. You know what I'm saying? And so for branding, like, that's what you're going to look like. You're going to look like, oh, she's a video vixen. We know what video vixens do. You understand what I'm saying? So that's what you're selling. So I just feel like if you just want some penis for the night, then, you know, dress accordingly. But if you're trying to get married and you're trying to be taken seriously, then put some of that sexy on hold because it shows that that's all you have. Like, all I am is sexy, so let me give you that. No, I'm smart, I'm funny, I'm entertaining, I'm a good friend, I'm loyal, and you may not be able to see those things physically, but when you sit down and talk to me, you will get you'll get it, you know. And then later on, I put on my freakum dress once I like it.
I think it's interesting, actually. That reminds me of an episode of the show that I saw recently where you were styling your sister Erica for the Dove Awards, and you come from a gospel family and with the group Mary Mary, and it must be different styling also for the someone who is known as sort of a role model in the gospel and Christian community, because you can't just put her in in the sexy you kind of did. You came up with one look that was pretty sexy.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. The gospel industry gives me pure D hell about the way I dress, Erica, just so you know. She's to you. But to the gospel music industry, she looks like a whore. I'm just going to say it because y'all, you know, ain't nobody feeling hurt because we going to still dress the way we want to dress.
Right.
Can be at home and have a problem with it if you want to. But we know what you're thinking and we know what you said in your little, you know, when you and your little ugly friends got together and talked about the cute girl. But that's that. They feel like I dress her, you know, crazy. And that's fine. You know what I mean? You keep wearing them dresses that's three sizes too big. And you do that. You know what I'm saying? You might, mm-hmm. may have had too many Cokes, and so your stomach is sitting out, so you're unable to wear those things. So, but don't throw tomatoes at her parade because she, you know, because she's eating tomatoes. Good.
No, they really do. Like they get really hard because I think when Erica's first single, you mm-hmm. know, like came out, she had this like really covered up, you know, mm-hmm. white mm-hmm. like just dress. I mean, blew up all over social media. Being like, oh, this ain't supposed to be how the women of the church is, but she was very well covered. Thing is like she's a real woman and mm-hmm. she actually has it's like, hers. You know,
real
curves.
Woman of curves.
She has a shape. And it's just kinda like, no matter what, like somebody's gonna have something, you know, like something to say about it. So I'm like, you know,
you're like, check your own lusty feelings.
Yeah, it's like, what you trying to say? You know, like, where's your mind, Pastor? No,
exactly. Right.
You know, it's a little crazy.
So to some people that aren't necessarily in that church world, they're like, oh, she's so dumb. She's always so conservative and looks so nice. But in the church world, they'd be like, that hussy, she always, you know. And not everybody, but it's a good amount of them, men and women. You
but
know?
That's hard so, as a stylist because you take a little bit of the
hard.
Heat, too,
yeah, very
for
hard.
Dressing her like that.
And mainstream fashion, you know, a lot of people, you know, in the churches, they like to wear the long polyester jackets with the big old hats or even the St. John suits. Mm-hmm. I'm not knocking them, but everybody can't have on a St. John suit. Okay, you paid a lot of money for it. Okay, like, is that really what you're going to wear every single day? I'm bored to tears. Like, I don't care. So, but yeah, they feel like they have a problem with, you know, with what I put her in, and they, you know, they voice it, and I lost my train of thought, but.
Well, all right, it got real quick.
Yeah.
It got
but going back to you saying, if you're true to yourself and you're confident in how you feel, it doesn't matter what other
Absolutely.
People are saying.
And if you have people, elders and people that you look up to that say, now, goo, you need to so-and-so, you need to talk. I listen to them. But every Joe Schmo that's what, be quiet, baby. You go talk to your kids because you're not my counselor, my advisor, my spiritual advisor. You're not any of that, and mm-hmm. neither did I ask for your opinions. So just say I didn't want it.
I'm okay. sure you get a lot
of your child
unwarranted opinions. Yeah. You also mentioned earlier how you're dressing different body types and how someone mm-hmm. wearing a dress three sizes larger might
thought.
Be. Oh,
no, found my
go back. Go back.
Yes. No, because it's good. What I was going to say is, you know, these designers and stuff like that, they're just making clothes. They don't realize how to be like, oh, if I had 2 more inches on that skirt. Oh, if the, you know what I'm saying? If it just mm-hmm. covered up a little more of the arm so you don't see a little bit of the boob cleavage. Like it's little things like that. So I have a really hard job because, you know, we don't go into the church stores. And that's no slight to anybody. But we don't go in those stores where those skirts are long and wide and they come out. We don't shop there. That's mm-hmm. not what we want to do. So when we go into the mainstream stores, it's like, God, please let these designers have something that, you know, modest this time. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? And
right.
or you know, I don't want it to be like kind of okay, but you got to put this with it, put that with it, and it takes away from the beauty of what the original piece was.
Design.
So mm-hmm. yeah, the design. So a lot of times, like when I'm shopping and I'm getting looks together, like I'm just not going to the old lady shops. If you want to do that, fine, you know, but I'm not doing that, and I'm just hoping that, you know, I can still make her mainstream without looking crazy. And by mainstream, I'm not following anybody's trend. I'm not saying, well, that's what Beyonce's wearing, so I have to find a gospel way to put it on Erica. No, that's what I like. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know, so-and-so, I don't like all of, you know, everyone's choices sometimes, you know, but for the most part, I'm trying to put her in what I like, but I want it to be a conservative version of what's in style and what's nice and mm-hmm. you know that mm-hmm. whole sort of thing. But sometimes it's just fitted, you know.
Yeah.
These band-aid dresses are just, they just show.
And here's the reality of it is, you know, most women that you dress are not 36 24 36. I didn't even
yeah.
know what are those
Whatever
the measurements they're supposed to be, you know. A lot of the samples are not made for
curvier.
They're not made for curvier women. So how do you deal with that as a designer? And how if you could speak to the women at home who are listening and saying, well, all the stuff that I see in the fashion magazines is great for the women that are size two and only eat tomatoes.
Only eat tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or genetically just have the body that's going to fit into those. Where do they go? How do they fit for their own body? Are there any tips that you have of where you should look to fit first when you purchase a piece? Because, you know, everybody tries to just get in the smallest size that they can get into, and that's not always the best idea.
No. Sometimes I get in trouble for saying this, but I don't care because it's helpful. And so people that are cynical and negative, they're always going to take stuff as if you're trying to put them down and, you know, lift yourself up. So you all get ready.
People.
When you are considering what looks good on you, I would say find someone on TV in the media that you can say, you know what, my body is like hers. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I feel like I have, you know, that issue, or, you know, her pooch is kind of like my pooch, and her, you know, her boobs look like my, you know. So find somebody that looks like you and see what they wear and what's flattering on them.
Mm-hmm,
now, for me personally, I have a couple of different ways I can go. I have the I'm very hippie and bottom heavy. I do have a small waist hourglass figure, but I'm not a small girl. So you may have a person in the media. I don't know these girls that be on XXL. You know what I'm talking about. I don't know.
No, producer
people.
Jay does not know what you're talking about.
I really don't.
He only knows Jesus.
I'm almost going to see now. Google and I.
I'm trying to help you.
Like,
I'm trying to help
years.
You here, producer Jay.
Like, Google's known me for 8 years, so she knows I ain't all on the XXL and all that. See, don't play.
But you know, we've seen it, and they all look the same. They all curvy,
right.
But I'm not small like that. Even though I'm curvy like that, I'm not small like that. So I can't quite do what they do. And I look at Oprah, who is smaller in the waist and she has hips. I feel like my figure is similar to hers, too. Mm-hmm. It may not be exactly the same, but it's similar to hers. But I'm not Oprah's age, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll see, like, maybe the type of skirts that she wears, the type of, you know, like, my complexion is very close to Halle Berry's complexion, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll see what colors look good on her. Oh, that may look good on me. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you can do stuff like
colors
that.
Colors are important.
They're very important. You can do stuff like that. And say, okay, I'm not gonna really just wear my booty out like the booty girls, but if the jeans that they have on come in a 14, then I might be okay, because if it fits her curves, you know, because with my figure, stuff is always too big in the waist.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I'm sure she probably has that problem on a much smaller scale, but you know, so it's like you take what you look like and you see what they wear. Like even though Queen Latifah and Oprah are both plus size women, they have two different body types. So don't say, oh, Google wear size 14, I can wear it. If we're not shaped the same, it's not going to translate the same. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I never really wear my legs out because they're not quite ready to be out yet. And so you have some people that's a size 14 that have great legs. So now you can wear something that I can't wear.
And flaunt what you have.
So I have a smaller waist, and sometimes people think that I'm trying to throw that in their face and whatever.
And you are, and you should.
But I have a smaller waist, so if I wear a bodycon dress, I know that that's an instant win for me, because it's easy. Like, okay, let me put my body on, because I can dress that up and look like I'm all dressed up, and really it took me 2 minutes to get dressed, because that's the advantage I have because of my body type. But at the same time, if I was in a store where everything was short, I'd be like, what am I going to do?
Right.
Is there any tights anywhere? You know, so just know what works for you and try to look at people who are not just the number size that you are, but they have the same shape that you have. And just look at their choices. You know, I don't necessarily dress like Oprah or the booty girls on the magazine, but I know
somewhere in between.
And I really glean from both of them, because we have the same issues, I'm sure, when we shop. We got big thighs, you know. So
I have a stylist I work with, Lorianne Robinson. Shout out, LA Consultants. She really taught me about the art of tailoring, which was something that I didn't know about. And if I didn't know about it, I know there's a lot of people, men and women, that are listening that don't know about tailoring. I knew about, I'm short, so I always had to hem my pants. But like you were saying, your clothes are always large in the waist for you, because your shopping to fit your hips.
Yeah.
And you, and Lorianne has always told me, you know, you shop for your biggest part.
Absolutely.
And then you tailor from there because you can't make more fabric.
If like it's just tight, it's just, it's over. Like it's nothing. The one leg is not getting in this dress.
Right. Well, let's talk about weight loss because you have, congratulations, you've lost, lost a lot of weight. And I'm fighting the battle of the baby weight bulge myself. And actually recently I started working with a client who had a lap band surgery and she's lost 90 pounds. Mm-hmm. And was dealing with a lot of, it's just going to get really real for a second, people. Mm-hmm. You know, when you when you lose that much weight, you have excess skin, and then she had to have surgery. Now she has scars. So she's going through almost this rebirth of having to learn how to dress again. Did you experience any of that when you lost weight?
Well, for one, I'm not small. I'm still in very much in the plus size
good.
Department. Thank you.
Good.
I lost 42 pounds. And
that is a lot.
I work out a lot. And I think that it must look like more to people than it actually is. But I work out a lot. And I have always been like, had one of those mushy bodies, you know, because I was always, but because I have a small waist and stuff, people, they didn't see a stomach, so they didn't know it's some blubber under there. You just don't see it. I have you know, the arms and stuff like that, but I never had a problem with excess skin because I work out a lot. And but I am buying different clothes now, and you know, and making those adjustments because I'm like, oh, these pants, they're falling off. Like, and I don't get on the scale. I'm not losing weight and saying I lost 17 pounds this week. I'm not doing any of that. Like, the only way I know I lost 42 pounds is because the last time I got on the scale, it was about 34 pounds. And that was because I went to the doctors. That's the only reason why. And then I got on the scale just recently, went to the doctors again, and I was like, and I'm down, it's 42. So I'm like, okay, but if I don't go to the doctors, I'm not getting on the scale because those numbers make me feel bad.
And it's amazing how numbers can mean so much
when
they really don't.
I just commit to working out and eating right and seeing the difference in my clothes, and then I just, you know, I just go with that.
I gotta say, I'm gonna get in trouble. My dad and my mom were like, "Tell Gugu that she looks great," and now we love her. So they say hi. They're listening right now. So I had to make sure I threw that out there.
Mr. Jay's mom and dad.
Remember when they came to the church?
Yeah. See, we got a history. But my dad was like, "Make sure you tell her."
You do look great. And I know how hard that is. And I'm sure there are a lot of people listening at home that are going through that, too.
And people keep thinking that I had weight loss surgery. I didn't. And that's no slight to people that have had it. But I didn't. So, you know, and people that have weight loss surgery, they've lost, like you said, 90 pounds and stuff like that. I'm like, y'all know I'm still a big girl. You know what I'm saying? I ain't have no weight loss surgery. My booty that I have is real. My arm fat that I have is real. The cellulite I have is real. Everything I have is real. And the decreasing that I did, I just did it the good old-fashioned way. Every now and then, if I feel tired, I may pop a hydroxy cut or something like, ooh. but I'm not a person.
Is that
like
an upper now?
it's like, it gives, like, I think you're supposed to take like,
it's like Red Bull.
two or three times a day. I'm like, I'm not doing all that. I just need a little bit of, because I'm laying in a bed and I don't feel like getting up. So I know when I take that, I'm going to get some energy.
Right.
So if I could just get that little piece of energy, then I'll get up. Because some mornings it's like that. With what I do, some mornings it's like, I don't want to work out.
I think it's like that for everybody.
See, we know Goo is committed because she came dressed to work out. She headed to the gym right after the show.
Yeah, I was going to say how you dress, it really sets the tone for your day. And that's actually one of my tricks. I'll get up and I'll put on my workout clothes right away, because if the workout clothes are on,
you don't have
an excuse, and you also don't want to get to the end of the day and be like, oh, I wore this tight sports bra all day
for nothing. Like, oh man, I messed up these workouts. I got to put them in dirty clothes, and I didn't even dirty them, you know. which is funny, because that's why, like, a lot of people ask me about blogging, and I was dealing with a lady about my website, and so she was saying, oh, you need to put more content, and I'm like, listen, I'm ugly when I'm working. I look like this. Like, what y'all see, I don't be
showing
people
ugly,
this.
But
I'm comfortable.
But you're not doing
working.
It for the camera.
Yeah,
you're really,
so it's just like,
you're really working.
Up, yeah, for me to have to get up and put on makeup and hair and all that and say, hi, today I'm shopping in Nordstrom's. And in Nordstrom, they have, like, I don't have to, I don't do that. Like, I don't even talk to people when I'm in the store. They know me in these stores. Like, don't say nothing to her. She ain't that nice. She gonna, but she gonna be fat.
She's gonna spend a lot of money, so
yes,
just let her go.
Yep, just right. Let her go. My assistant, she knows how I roll, you know. So it's not a beautiful thing. So a lot of times when these people want me to put this content on my website, I'm like, the content is not really fun or pretty or exciting. The real stuff. I was like, now
it can
know,
be tedious too, like the process
tedious.
Of
absolutely
shopping
yeah.
and going back and forth and back
yeah,
and forth.
To go from this to what I look like other at other times, that's got like 2 hours worth of stuff.
Yeah. I'm having a lot of fun talking to you. We have to take a little break. If you are liking what Goo is saying, you're going to want to follow her on Instagram.
Seriously.
You can see a lot of the looks she likes at the Goo Goo. At the Goo Goo.
Yeah, with T-H-E-E.
Two E's. Goo Goo. I was like, I don't know how to say it to make people know that I'm saying with two E's.
Two E's,
so
right.
The E.
Goo
goo. So when we come back, I also I want to talk a little bit about your own romantic life, which you shared on the WeTV show Mary Mary recently. Mm-hmm. And I want to get into the role of family in one's love life and how to keep them in the right place mm-hmm. and still do what you need to do. You're listening to Dates and Mates. I'm your host, Damona Hoffman. We are broadcasting live from the beautiful Sunset Gower Studios in Hollywood, and we'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to Dates and Mates. I'm your host, Damona Hoffman, online dating expert extraordinaire, here to help you with your love questions. And I have something free for you that will help you in your online or offline dating adventures. I'm always hearing from people that they can get the dates, but they can't get the second dates. And so that's why I wrote a brand new free report for you. It's called The 7 Simple Steps for a Flawless First Date. So if you're getting stuck on the first, if you're not getting to the first date, go to datesandmates.com. We can help you with that too. But if you're getting the first date, you're not getting a second, I have this free report. It's just for you on datesandmates.com. If you're just joining us, I have a really fantastic guest in studio with me today. She's from WeTV's Mary Mary. She's a celebrity stylist, and her name is Goo Goo Atkins. You can find her online, by the way, at letgoodressyou.com. Lots of style tips. And by the way, you can also see the looks that she likes and follow her on Instagram at thegoogoo, and that's the with two E's, T-H-E-E, Goo Goo. With four O's. So before the break, I gave you fair warning. We were going to talk about your own personal love life because it played out a little bit on the screen as well. And you know, it's funny. You come from a big family, mm-hmm. and it's hard to have something to go through a breakup and have have sisters that are in relationships, and I'm sure they're just all up in your business. How do you handle that?
You know what? Believe it or not, my sisters aren't like that. Like, really? We're the type that if you don't invite us in, it's like, okay, cool. Well, every now and then you may have a sister that says, I don't think you're handling that right. Or goo, small stuff, but it's not like you're going to talk to me about this. I want details, because it's just like everybody is living their own life. Now, if I open them up to that, then they'll get, if I say, what do you think? Then all of a sudden the floodgates are open. And they're going to pour it on me. But
they seem like they're not very shy about their opinions when you ask for it.
But like you open that door a little bit.
Yeah, they're not forceful. They don't impose. They don't, offer unsolicited advice. I think my sister Tina and Elena may sometime. But even still, even with them having the type of personalities they have, which are very protective personalities, they still don't, just overwhelm me with opinion. You know what I mean? So, unless you ask. Or whatever, or they'll say, hey, what's going on with so-and-so? But they kind of, they're sensitive to it or whatever. And I'm not the type of person that would have you thinking that you can come at me like that.
Right. Well, and they say people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. Yes. And this season, a lot of the storyline dealt with Tina finding her own voice and, telling her story after dealing with a husband who is unfaithful. Mm-hmm. So, let me just ask your opinion, because I hear this from a lot of people. Do you think all men cheat? Do you think it's a crime of opportunity? Do you think it's something that they just...
All is so absolute.
Because I hear that from people. People are like, I can answer that for you.
I mean, I'm not
but
always
I hear
an
that
exception,
a lot from
but
people.
Think,
people are like, oh, well, all men are, lusting for other women, and you just have to kind of accept that if they have the opportunity, it's going to happen.
I don't know all the men in the world.
You don't?
And I don't know if all of them are all of them are telling the truth. You know what I'm saying? But I will say that women should understand that men are different from us. They think differently than we think. And what we think is a big deal or serious or, whatever. They just like, I had to get a little something real quick. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that that makes it okay. I think that they may be, they just deal with things differently. They may be a little more sexual than we think they are. And they may have needs that we don't know can go along with sex. Like they may have needs and they may be, because they're not getting those needs met, then maybe they were, this person that they may be communicating with could just have been a person who smiles at them and you never smile at them. You only tell them they didn't take the trash out or whatever.
See, I think that's a problem. And we're not communicating enough.
Exactly.
Right?
And I'm not saying that's okay.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, if you did something, to cause a reaction, you can't beat the person for reacting the way they react. So I feel like there should be a better...
That's a controversial stance to have, Goo.
No, it is. And I know people are probably going crazy, but I'm a woman that has been cheated on before, too. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is, it's not okay. I'm not making it okay.
Right, because it's a difference from holding a person accountable as opposed to being, feeling like, oh, I'm a total victim and I've been done wrong and I've had
just
no
like,
part to play
in
it.
Okay, well, when was the last time you told your husband that you believe in him? When's the last time you told him he did a good job? When's the last time you laughed at his joke? When's the last... Right. You understand what I'm saying? You have sex with him. So it's like, so then when he goes and have sex with somebody else, all of a sudden he's Satan. Well, what are you? Because you didn't do five things that led up to his action.
It's just equal opportunity. If he is Satan, you are too. So
just
realize that
just
both.
Yeah. So
I'm not going to go so far as to calling people Satan.
No, but people should just take responsibility for their part. And if you want to say in your mind your part was only 1%, well, then that's all you focus on. Don't focus on his 99. Because you can't fix somebody else's 99. And if you're not going to be with them and be happy, then don't be with them. I'm not saying that it's okay for men to cheat, especially if you're dealing with me, that you might want to find another outlet, basketball or something, because if cheating is your outlet, we're not going to make it. I just feel like a lot of men, sometimes they may not feel like it's safe to tell you the thoughts that they've been having or to be vulnerable with
that
you.
That is the problem. I feel like it has to start before that, and we have to communicate with one another and also ask for what we need and You should be with a partner where you feel comfortable expressing your feelings and also listening.
Yeah.
And if not enough people are listening.
And if you beat people up for the first thing that they say that is unfavorable or doesn't make you feel like the queen of the earth, then they're probably going to keep the rest of it to themselves because they got reprimanded the last time they tried to be honest.
It's not safe for them to share.
So it's not safe. And so sometimes I'm not saying that it's okay, but we need to take these things into consideration because sometimes a person is not just, you know, a wretched whore and they just want to sleep with all the women they can. Sometimes that's the way they're looking for love or the way they're looking for affection or attention or whatever. And it's not okay. But, you know, it's a deeper issue. And maybe if we get to that issue, then they'll stop doing, you know, this bad thing, you know, or they won't do that bad thing. If we
can I get a little philosophical? Just, I mean, just real
sure,
quick.
Sure,
just
Jay, real you're quick. Wearing your pink shirt.
I'm wearing
Why
my
not?
Pink shirt, getting a little philosophical, because it's to go back to the initial question of whether or not all men cheat. No, but I think it is important, you know, to realize there's a quote from North African poet Terence, which is Homo sum humani nihili ame ale in umputo. And
by the way, this is not like he prepped this.
I didn't prep this.
He
this
just
is off
pulled
the
that
fly.
Off of
I did.
The top of
but
his head.
Maya Angelou always quoted it. But it means I am a human. Nothing human can be alien to me. So it means that everything that
you
is in me.
You kind of sounded a little bit like Maya Angelou. You were channeling her.
Right. I am human. Nothing human can be alien to me. But really what it means is like everything that is in, you know, that we're all capable of doing, you know, great good and great evil. It's just a matter of decisions and a matter of choices. So it's like if you take the stance of thinking that I can never make that mistake or whatever, you're probably wrong. So everybody has the potential to do exactly because it's sometimes it's really surprising, like how easily you can make a decision that you never thought that you would make. And, you know, and again, it's not an excuse for it. But I think when we go in understanding that everybody has a certain amount of capability to do certain things, but sometimes they just have a dumb moment or a couple dumb moments or a couple dumb habits and they, you know, but it's still a very human thing.
Yeah.
So it's like, no, I think some people have decided to make the right, you know, better choices and have set themselves up for success as opposed to putting themselves in situations where they can easily fail.
So
that was
saying,
my philosophical moment.
There you go.
So
right.
You're saying
we need a music cue for
cheat,
that.
But all men can cheat.
I think all men can.
All people.
Yeah, all
you're
people.
You're saying all people.
I think all people.
Even Maya Angelou.
Exactly. I think
I mean,
all people can cheat.
They cheating with women, right? For the most part.
Right.
You know, so it's just like, that means she a cheater too. You know,
exactly. Everybody has that capability, I think. So I think we have to, you know, like guard ourselves and put ourselves in the right situations. And take care and like really care for the relationship and nurture that thing.
Yes,
and
yes.
That kind of goes back to what Guga was saying about both people being involved because, you know, that potential is always there.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't do the work.
Do the work.
And they should be comfortable. They should be comfortable sharing their weaknesses, their strengths, and everything with you. I should be able to be transparent with you because at the moment that I have to take my transparency and my feelings and my whatever outside, I feel like that's when the cheating starts. Once I have to go and share what's on my heart with somebody else, that should be, you should be sharing that with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, the cheating doesn't start when the sexual act, you know, happens. It starts when you start
with
drifting off and start looking emotionally for something else in someone other than your mate. So I just feel like we have to be adults. And like, if he say, and y'all probably finna get mad, like, I met you and then now you 70 pounds bigger than what you were and that's not really working for me that much anymore, like, that may be uncomfortable, but be fair. You understand what I'm saying? Like, that's not working for him anymore, you know?
Interesting. Yeah, people might beat you up about that. Don't take to Twitter.
70 pounds overweight, but I'm just saying.
Well, okay, so now after your breakup, are you on the market again? Are you looking? Are you available?
I mean, it was a while ago, though. The thing that was on the show,
right.
You know,
yeah.
with Justin. That's been a minute.
It was old when it came on the show.
It was old then.
I'm on the market. I have a friend that I'm spending some time with and getting to know and enjoying it quite a bit.
That's good. It should be enjoyable, especially in the beginning phases.
Yeah.
After that, if you're old and married like me. No, I'm kidding.
Like,
I'm kidding.
That's just terrible.
You know, one thing I wanted to touch on that we haven't talked about yet is one thing that's part of style that I think a lot of people don't talk about as much, especially in the Black community. Part of the style is your hair. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of different looks happening mm-hmm. on the Mary Mary show. And also you did the big chop, and mm-hmm. that's a little bit controversial to go natural and change your look that dramatically. Mm-hmm. So how has the reception been for you when you changed your look like that? And how mm-hmm. do you incorporate different hairstyles into your look when you're mm-hmm. styling someone's fashion?
Well, when I'm styling a client, I want to be aware of who hair and makeup is, because sometimes they can have on the greatest clothes, but if that hair and makeup ain't right, it's not right. So I always want to be involved with who is doing your hair and who is doing your makeup. Like, I don't want to hear you hired me, but then you let your cousin do your makeup. Now, if your cousin is not a makeup artist, that's a real makeup artist. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That really
that's
does
a
this.
Problem.
Yeah, that's a problem. Oh, yeah, you messed up my look. Mary Kay. I'm sorry. That don't mean they're makeup artists, though. You know, so it's just like, it's that sort of thing. So I'm always involved, because everything has to be consistent. Everything has to match and, mm-hmm. and complement each other.
Sure.
The hair, the makeup, everything. But what was the other question?
So you changing your own look.
My hair, yeah. Well, when I changed my hair, a lot of people say I went natural, but I've been natural. I just cut my hair off. Like, I got a perm. Once I cut my hair off, because I'm from California and Californians don't really get perms. Once I cut my hair off, I thought that I was going to be able to wear these short hairstyles with my natural hair. And you just press it. And they said, no, short hair equals perm. So I got a perm for the first time once I cut my hair off. And I was like, what is this? My hair is dead. Like, it was just lifeless. Oh my God, and yeah. I hated it. So I had a perm I went with it for a little bit, but I had to go to the salon very often. And I'm like, oh, no. I go to the hair salon once a month. And then y'all do all my treatments and health stuff and all that. And then I'll see you in a month, maybe two, because I got some stuff at home I can use to take care of. But I was having to come to the hair salon and wait and all that. And I'm like, I can't.
Nobody
I'm not
that
person. Yeah, mm-hmm. like I can't. I don't work a 9-to-5. Like, I don't have no 5 free hours to sit in no salon and talk to people and wait my turn and sit under the dryer and all of that. So I started cutting the perm off. And then it got shorter and shorter and shorter.
Uh-huh.
But and so I went back to natural after not being natural for like 3 or 4 months. And I love it. Like, you're always going to have people with their opinions and, mm-hmm. oh, bless their hearts. But, you know, someone said, was I going through chemo? Somebody said, asked me if I was gay.
My gosh.
all sorts of stuff. And I'm just like, oh, people, they just have nothing else better to do with their time but to sit up and conjure up reasons why I cut my hair, other than I just didn't feel like being bothered with it. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
So, no, I just cut my hair for something different.
It's interesting because I change my hair a lot, and my natural hair is really curly mm-hmm. and big, and I have like the Jufro and the Fro-Fro. Mm-hmm. And I got so much negativity about my different looks mm-hmm. that I actually wrote a piece. I write for Huffington Post. I wrote a piece called "Judge Me Not by the Texture of My Hair, mm-hmm. but by the Content of My Character." And I got a lot of
wow.
shade thrown at me about that. Like, oh, well, you're not comfortable in who you are, because sometimes I straighten my hair, especially when I do TV and stuff, because mm-hmm. that's what people expect me to show up looking mm-hmm. like. And if you guys are watching the show, you've seen the promos for the show. That's what it looks like. Mm-hmm. So it's like I'm not allowed to change my hair mm-hmm. because it doesn't line up with their expectations. And
people,
I mean, like you
weird.
Said, it takes a long time. It takes a long time. And I went through what you went through, like Saturday,
stuff.
All day at the salon. Like, I don't have time for this.
Yes,
and sometimes you just
want
it to be easy, but it does really impact your look, and I notice it immediately. It's like putting on a superhero cape mm-hmm. or something. When I come out of the salon with my straight hair, mm-hmm. people look at me differently.
Yeah, I like my hair short. I like my little fro. I'm enjoying it. A lot of the natural hair gang members thought that I had joined their gang, and I'm not in a gang.
I just
do what I want to do. Like, this is extensions, and I just wear what I want to wear. Like I said before, my style changes. I like different looks. I like to do different things. I'm not trying to be white. I'm not trying to be black, I just am. You know, I'm not right. trying to be anything. I'm just being what I want to be today. You know, I do believe in wearing my own hair because that's what God gave me. And so I'm not always going to put chemicals and stuff in my hair to try to undo what I naturally am. But I do put extensions in there sometimes, and that's not natural. But, you know.
But in a way, you could look at extensions as almost like part of your accessories too.
Because
you could put on jewelry and that changes your look.
Absolutely.
And
nail polish.
That's not natural.
Yeah. We arch our eyebrows, like we shave our armpits. Like we do quite a few things. Beautification process.
It's exhausting when you really think about it. Oh my goodness.
But yeah, so it's like, you know, people have all these opinions and they're just people. I don't know what this gang thing is. I'm not in anybody's gang. Like I love wearing my natural hair because to me, just personally, I just feel like this is what God gave me and I'm proud of what God gave me. And sometimes I want to look like a Shantae, so I put on some Shantae hair. I'm like Elizabeth, put on some Elizabeth hair, and then I'm back to Google sometimes.
Well, you look good right now, and if this is just the workout look, I want to come work out with you because you look fabulous. So thank you so much for joining us. People can follow you on Instagram at the Goo Goo, and that's TheGooGoo, and letgoodressyou.com. Mm-hmm. Any exciting things coming up you can tell us about real quick?
Real quick, I'm doing my glam suites like everywhere, like at all of the major festivals, Essence and Megafest and all these different places.
Nice.
People come in and get their hair and makeup done by my glam squad. I'm going to be doing some webisodes with WeTV, just sharing all of my secrets with, you know, as far as undergarments and where I shop and how to put colors together and how to shop for your body types. All the questions that people ask me in a little while, hopefully by the end of this year, those will be on YouTube for you all to get information from me. So I'll be doing a lot more sharing this year. And
fabulous. And also, WeTV has Mary, you just wrapped this season, mm-hmm. but any news of the next season coming?
No, I don't see why not. But
I don't see why not. I hope it happens.
I haven't got the official word yet, though.
All right, well, keep us posted.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you had a fabulous Wednesday. We sure did, didn't we, Producer Jay?
We really did.
Please join us again. Yes, next Wednesday we'll have more talk on dating, mating, and relating. Until then, happy dating.